This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 588, How to Politely Change Your Order in English When You Make a Mistake.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 16 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS. In your mind, you ordered hot coffee, but the words that came out asked for iced coffee. When the wrong order arrives, what do you do? Today, find out how to change your order in English without being rude.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Michelle, I have a question for you today.
What is your question? And hello.
Well, Michelle, the question is, does the weather affect your clear thinking? Because it's hot these days in August in New York and Boston, and I'm not thinking very straight these days. Is that happening to you?
Yeah, for sure. I think the heat really takes a toll on me. When I'm walking through the street, I just, you know, I just kind of zone out and I don't know. I mean, once I'm in the air conditioning for a little while, I'm okay. But like, for sure, there are moments sometimes I feel like where I'm walking and I don't know. I'm not paying attention.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel better. And that makes me feel okay about admitting what happened to me yesterday. Because yesterday I was dragging myself around my neighborhood in this heat, right? It's been hot. It's been humid and hot. And I needed a coffee, naturally, right? So I walked into Starbucks yesterday, right here in Harvard Square area. And I, in my mind, I was ordering an iced coffee. But in my words, I was ordering a hot coffee.
Oh, I've done that. I've done that, Lindsay. Don't feel bad. Because so, especially like when I'm at Starbucks or something, if there's more that I'm going to say, like, if I'm ordering a latte or something else, like there's so much to focus on that I might accidentally forget to say the iced part.
Oh yeah, and at the same time, your mind could also be on something else entirely, right? So the poor brain, our brains have a hard time working correctly in the heat. This could happen in the winter too, but that's what happened to me yesterday. And I realized that this would actually make a good episode topic because sometimes we order the wrong thing. Now, back in the wintertime, we did an episode, guys, 434. You can come back to allearsenglish.com where we talked about how to tell the server when they've made a mistake. Okay. But that's the difference between that episode and today's episode. Today, this episode is for when we made a mistake, right? Yep. I made the mistake. I ordered the wrong thing, but I thought I ordered the correct thing and I still need to ask them to change the order, right? Which is even trickier. Right. Okay.
So yeah, it can feel funny to do that, but I mean, these, I don't think places normally care. I don't know.
No.
Especially a place like Starbucks.
Oh, they don't care. It's not. And I mean, I think she actually charged me for the hot coffee and gave me the cold, which is more expensive, but she didn't care. You know, she just quickly poured it out. It's Starbucks, right?
That's nice.
They'll do anything to make you happy. That's what the Starbucks brand is all about. So it's, you know, I mean, you want to walk out, unfortunately, as long as you're not a jerk about it. And we're going to show you guys how to not be a jerk about it by giving you the right phrase.
I love how you phrase that.
Okay. All right.
Like,
so
how to not be a jerk about it.
I mean, Michelle, what would you do though in this situation? Like if you make a mistake, would you typically tell them or would you just take what you ordered incorrectly?
I guess it depends how hot it is outside. No, I mean, It depends how much I wanted that other thing, but I would tell them. Also, but if the line is really long, I probably would just forget it. So it depends. It depends,
On a number of things.
How busy it is in there. But if I were in your situation, Lindsay, and you wanted an iced coffee and you're really, really hot, I think I would tell them.
Yeah, especially on a day like yesterday. And there was no line behind me, luckily. So it was a good situation. But then let's just dive into it, Michelle, to give our listeners these phrases. So the first one, let's say, you know, we walk up to the cafe yesterday like I did, and I thought I was ordering cold coffee, iced coffee, but I was ordering hot coffee. My words were hot coffee. My thought was iced coffee. What do we say? What do we say when the person hands you the wrong thing?
Well, you could say, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I meant to ask for an iced coffee.
And iced coffee, by the way, is really hot in the U.S. now. I was reading my roommate's Bon Appetit magazine, and it's a big trend right now in the U.S.
That's funny. You said an iced coffee is really hot.
Oh, my God.
Iced coffee is really hot in the U.S. That's funny. We mean like popular.
Hot like popular. Hopefully our listeners got that. I know that's funny. I didn't realize I said that. It is really hot, though. Like, we now we have the cold brew.
Yeah, the cold brew. Well, because my thing with iced coffee is I don't know if it's true. Maybe you know that, like, if it's just a regular iced coffee, there's not necessarily as much caffeine as in a hot coffee, but a cold brew is different. So it does have it.
Yeah, it's a very smooth kind of drink, the cold brew. It's also like twice as expensive.
Yeah.
So I don't normally order it, but it's popular. Like, everyone's asking for cold brew. It's kind of blowing up in the U.S. right now.
Yeah. Now even like big chains, like Dunkin' Donuts now has the cold brew. So
they do. Dunkin' Donuts has a cold. Yep. Oh, geez. Okay. Wow. I wonder.
So it's really all around. Yeah. So I think that has like, cause for me, it's all about how much caffeine does it have. And maybe I'm wrong, but I think that cold brew has like the equivalent to a regular cup of hot coffee. So that's what's good about that.
Interesting. Okay, well, guys, you can come back to the blog and tell us what you think about iced coffee. Is iced coffee popular? I have a feeling that some cultures are gonna not like the idea of iced coffee. I have a feeling that some cultures are very much, you know, true to the hot coffee tradition, right? But I want to know, guys. Come on over to All Ears English, type in 588 and tell us what you think. Hey guys, if you missed a few words in today's episode, I recommend that you grab the transcripts, go back, listen to the episode again, and sit down with these transcripts so that you can make sure that you really learn from this podcast. Go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts to grab your transcript and download it instantly. allearsenglish.com/transcripts.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Okay, so that was the first phrase. And the second phrase, Michelle, is what? What could we say?
Sure, you could say, I apologize, but I wanted an iced coffee, not a hot coffee.
Okay, so again, you're saying, I apologize. And by saying, I apologize, that's quite polite.
Yeah, that one's pretty polite. Pretty polite.
Mm-hmm. Pretty formal. Next one, right? Next one is this. Oh, my bad. I thought I ordered chicken, but I actually ordered steak. Can I change my order to steak? Or no, can I change my order to chicken rather, right? So we'd want the original. My bad. Do you know that expression, Michelle? Oh, my bad.
I do, but honestly, to me, that sounds like I feel like people when I was younger would say that. I don't really hear too many adults saying that. Do you say it?
Yeah, I know what you mean. It was kind of popular for 20-year-olds, maybe teenagers. So if we have any like older teenagers listening to the show, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, you could get away with it. Yeah, it would sound a little bit young if you're like 50 and you're saying this. That's a good point, Michelle. I think you're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think if you don't want to say, oh, my bad, you could say my mistake.
Or
sorry, that's my fault or something.
Yeah. Okay. So if you're older, you can replace it with, oh, my fault or oh, my mistake. But if you're younger, you could say, oh, my bad. It would sound very natural if you're young, right? So just listen and see if your friends say it, and then you're good to go. Okay?
I think also if you say it in kind of a joking way, because I think it's, oh, my bad. You know, it's
it's
mm-hmm. also about your tone. And yeah, so that's another thing.
Good one. And the fourth, Michelle, what is it?
The fourth is it too late to change my order?
Okay. All right. So there you have it, guys. Those are just four of the phrases that you could use. And there are probably others, but you can get started with these four. I mean, it really stinks to go through a meal or a coffee outing and have the wrong order, right? So sometimes you just need to speak up if you do it the right way. Okay.
Right, right. Exactly. So should we give it a try?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, Michelle, in this case, you're the waitress now, okay?
Oh, awesome. Okay. Okay. Hello, ma'am. What can I get you today?
Oh, great. I'd love to get a coffee. Dark roast, unsweetened.
Okay. That'll be $2.41.
Great. Here you go.
Thank you. Here you are.
Oh, my bad. I thought I ordered iced coffee, but I actually ordered hot coffee. Is it too late to change my order?
Oh, no problem, ma'am. So you want a small iced coffee, right?
Yeah, that's right. Thanks. I'm so sorry about that.
No problem.
Okay. Well, you were very agreeable there, Michelle. Thank you for your good service.
You're so welcome, Lindsay. Anytime.
And in this case, it would be a good opportunity to maybe leave a tip in the tip jar.
Yeah. True.
You know, It's tricky. A lot of these cafes, even Starbucks, will often have a tip jar there. And sometimes we're confused whether we should leave a tip in there, if it's not table service, right? But in this case, mm-hmm. I would definitely leave a small tip. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the takeaway? Well, let's go back, Michelle, and see what we used. I always forget that step. I don't know why I forget
that
step.
That's okay.
Okay. Yeah. You got to remind me here. what did we say here?
Well, you said, oh, my bad. So you ordered it was pretty much just sounds like your situation, right? So you got a hot coffee, you wanted an iced one. So when you realized you made the mistake, you said, oh, my bad, right? Or you could have said, my mistake.
My fault.
Yeah, my fault. And then you said, I thought I ordered iced coffee, but I actually ordered hot coffee. Is it too late to change my order? So you combined a few of these phrases together, which was really good.
Exactly. And this is exactly what happened yesterday. So you guys are getting real mm-hmm. English here straight from, I don't know,
your
straight
experience.
From my neighborhood in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I love that. I mean, this is not static English from a textbook that's 10 years old. I mean, this is real English. So I love that. Okay. So I combined a bunch of different phrases that we learned, guys, and you can combine them as you want. But the point is, be polite, use the right tone of voice, right? And ask the right, ask these phrases, give it a try, stand up for yourself. You made a mistake, but if you just communicate what you need, you can get a new meal or a new drink, I'm sure. Okay.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. Don't be afraid. Everybody makes mistakes. It's no problem.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And a big mistake would be to not get the transcripts from today, guys. Because that was
nice.
So smooth. That was good. I know. So guys, go on over to allearsenglish.com/transcripts so you can really see what we have done with these phrases today and really understand how to use them and where they fit into your conversation. So allearsenglish.com/transcripts. All right. And we are out for today. Michelle is a short one today.
Okay, Lindsay. All right. Thanks, guys. And good luck with your ordering of coffee and other things.
I'll see you tomorrow, Michelle. Take care.
Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.